Hello, SCR class. I'm Chanel, your hostess with the mostest about physics. And today we'll actually be discussing the three laws that Newton invented. We'll go ahead and jump right into the first law. I did want to discuss a little bit in regards to laws of motion called inertia. Now, Newton's the first law of motion was inertia, and he talks about objects that are at rest. Of course, similar to setting a glass of water on the counter or when I'm exhausted in bed, sitting still, and it will not move unless an outside force causes that to change. Now, it's said, of course, that the same occurs for objects that are moving. So, such as a ball rolling and someone stops it, or running until you hit a wall. Ouch! And that stops you. So that's the first law. They also mention how the ISS, for example, slows down periodically by experiencing force. Now, this is due to oxygen in space. They actually compare that to holding your hand outside, you know, when the car is going by and it's really fast and your hand can sit up. Well, while driving and your hand remains up in the right position, it's held in. That is considered inertia as well. Now, another thing I wanted to mention, when this occurs, the ISS performs a reboost, which engages its engines to put again force on the space station, causing it to move again. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that is very fascinating, considering the fact that even when an object is being slowed down, as long as there is something else that can cause it to move again, it will. Right? All right, let's roll into the second law. Rolling into Newton's second law, NASA actually discusses force specifically. Now, Newton knew what he was doing, of course, as this ties well with the first law. They explain how force and mass can determine the acceleration of an object. A perfect example is pushing three different people on a swing, right? Each person weighing different than the other. Someone smaller will not require much force due to their smaller mass. Now, of course, this will cause them to go higher in the air. But let's say you have someone that's bigger, right? Larger mass, they'll actually require more force to match the acceleration, or in this case, the weight, as the first person. Now, another example of this, of course, is, for instance, lifting weights. I go to the gym. And sometimes I'll pick up a 20-pound weight, right? Based off of my strength against that weight, it's a little easier to pick up. I move to a 30-pound weight, it begins to become heavier. And the same thing happens for a 50-pound weight. So, of course, again, when mass changes, something becomes larger or something is smaller, it'll be easier to move that object, or it'll become harder to move that object. It's all determined by, again, the force and the mass of an object itself. Now, Newton's third and final law is something very familiar to most of us. Now, for wherever there is an action, there will be an equal opposite reaction. Now, Newton explains this as well as NASA. As when two objects interact, a pair of opposite forces act upon each other at the same time. The third law is actually my favorite because there are so many different examples of this law daily. So, one example is bouncing a basketball. I played sports in high school, and I always remembered the basketball going up and down, and I never really understood why. Come to find out, this is because of Newton's third law. The force from the mass of the player's hand is exerted on the basketball, right? Causing it to interact with one another or the other object. In this instance, the other object typically is the floor, the ground, right? And bouncing that ball causes it to travel upwards and downwards and upwards and downwards, and it continues until someone stops the basketball. And once again, this is because that ball reacts to an action, right? Another perfect example is throwing a ball, a baseball bat, and someone swinging the bat. Those two objects interact, causing the baseball to fly, unless, they hit a bad swing and it doesn't go very far. But typically, based off of whatever force the player exerts and the action of that ball interacting with an opposite force, being the baseball bat, causes the ball to fly. So, I just thought that was really interesting. But again, so closing things out, we've learned about Newton's three laws. And again, the fundamentals of each one. We've learned about inertia, we've learned about force, and we've learned that every action is going to cause an opposite reaction. Again, these are fundamentals of physics. I'm your host, Chanel, and it's been a pleasure. Till next time.